Blog Talk Radio.
Take me back now. Please tell me why you do it, do it. This just don't make sense now. Wanna feel your love now, 'cause it's just too good to be true. I've known you for quite some time, still I'm learning more about you. Deeper blue oceans that you saving. I live for you. You have never let me down. Why do you love me so unfaithful? I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me? Why do you want me?
want it back now. So bad to fly, 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 fly. Cause my God hold me down now. Feeling like my roots deep in the midst of these winds, but I won't break. My God never changed. Even when I'm down, He is faithful to remain. When I'm feeling pain, yeah, confident now in His love, so secure. Crying out for more, Lord, I'm letting go. I'm giving you control, you're calling me to grow. Even though it hurts sometimes, I know you make me whole. You're holding my hands and I know you're never letting go. I'm on that overflow, never low. Riding steady, immovable, I'm unbreakable. Try and shake me, but you'll never separate me, no.
Why do you love me?
Whenever there's nowhere to turn, that's when I gotta trust you. Whenever nothing's making sense, that's when I gotta lean into you. Walking on watch that I'm gone, seeking early in the mound. Now I got my mind right, lit up like a nightlight, ready like it's fight night. And I'm just getting started. You can come and join the party. Reaching out to this generation, I'm finna glow. Fire burning in these bones, so I'm finna go. Spent so many nights for this flight, for this baby plight, for this fight, for this, cause he died. That's how I came alive. Truth of winner ride, daily dying to my pride. Give it all for the glory of my God.
Why do you love me? So unfaithful. I never keep my word, no. You still take me back. Why do you love me?
Got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love. You've got my heart, Lord. You want me with your love. You got my heart, Lord. Show me how to love.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Great rising, my royal family. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, MAE2K. Another blessed Monday. Double blessing for me. You guys already know, Monday is my double blessing day. It's the beginning of the week. It's starting new again, fresh, a fresh new start, right? So as soon as I open my eyes, I'm blessed and I thank God for giving me like another day, another opportunity to make wrong things right. I never am not aware that some people didn't wake up today. You know, I always keep that in mind. I'm conscious about that. And because I'm conscious about that, I'm grateful for that I'm here, that I got to open my eyes today. I'm so grateful. I thank God each day for mercy and favor because, you know, He gives us so much, and yet we just do not know how to return that that gratefulness, you know. But that's what it's all about. That's the journey. Learning that, you know, really getting into what you're supposed to be knowing. Good morning, great rising, my royal family. I'm just dealing with a lot of stuff, and you guys know that, you know, this show is really my free therapy. So although I come on and other people say I motivate them, I actually always finish this show being motivated and inspired by others. So I welcome everybody to call in. 213-943-3705. It's Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.com. Thank you for tuning in from wherever you're tuning in. I see you. I see you on the inbox. I see you DMing me. I see you calling in. I appreciate you. You know, it just dawned on me that I've been doing the show for the last 4 years, since 2013. And it started because in the mornings I would get up and I would just get on Facebook and on my social media and decide to tell everybody, you know, good morning and have a motivational one as opposed to, you know, everybody thinks of Monday as the gloomy Monday. Well, Monday don't have to be gloomy, people. You know, gloomy Mondays can actually be a motivating day. So 4 years ago, I decided to make that change and inject all those people around me with the same attitude. And now, 4 years later, it's amazing. It's a wonderful thing to see how now in the morning, people actually are getting up to motivate each other as opposed to complaining about Monday, complaining about the first day of another working week, you know, the opportunity to make wrong things right. You know what I mean? So it's definitely amazing. I see you, everybody that's actually texting me. You know, I can't get on the phone, but I appreciate you telling me that you're listening and you're tuning in. Tampa is on the check-in. Florida is on the check-in. We got New York City is on the check-in. I believe the BX is in the check-in. So I appreciate you guys very, very much. So 4 years ago, this idea, prior to that, I guess, but 4 years ago, I actually took the step to actually do something about it. And so I've been doing that for the last 4 years. And I'm so forever grateful of my worldwide audience that always supports and holds me down. I started this, like I said, because it's cheaper than paying a therapist. So I get to express what I want, and at the same time, I get to hear other people's views on different topics and things that we discuss. And it's amazing because sometimes I think one way somebody will call in and chime in on their perspective, and sometimes, you know, I can change my views. Sometimes, not all the time. I'm going to go on my phone lines and see who's with me this morning. Good morning, 917. Good morning, y'all. We're ME2K. Peace. Good morning, 917.
Hello?
917. Yes, good morning. Good morning, you're on the air.
What's the last one?
Okay, good morning. So 917, I put you on hold for a minute. When I go to the phone lines and I say your number, that's the time, the opportunity for you to, if you want to chime in on anything, if you want to say good morning, that's the time for you to do that. You got to be careful of the background feed because it interrupts the air feed. So 917-499, I'm going to go back to your phone lines. If at this moment you want to say something, cool. And if you don't, please don't hang up. Just, you know, remain quiet, and I'll just continue to go and talk. So 917, good morning. Y'all with MHK, your line is open.
Good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. Who's this? Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to this morning?
Veronica Medina.
Yes, what up, sis?
How you doing, boo? Just checking in, letting you know I'm listening.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you, sis. I love you so much, and I will be seeing you soon, but we'll talk about that.
I can't wait. Yes, we will. Okay, keep going. I'm loving your show. Keep going. We'll talk later.
Okay. So I'm going to keep you on hold. You're back on hold. Thank you for calling, sis. I love you. You know, the amazing support is the reason why I'm still on here. 4 years later, I can't believe it. I just, you know, somebody hit me up and was like, do you know that you've been doing this since like 2013? And I had to really look. I had to go to Facebook. And you know how Facebook gives you what happened 4 or 5 years ago and all that? And I was like, wow, close to 5 years doing this Motivational Monday show. And I'm just privileged and honored to be able to have this platform to share good vibrations, to share good news. To encourage, to motivate. And like I said, sometimes I do it selfishly. Sometimes it's for me. And, you know, I'm the one that gets motivated and inspired. And then there's other times that people let me know it's for them. So whatever it is for, I just thank God each day that he gives me platform to be able to do what I do and what I love, man. So, Motivational Mondays, man, we're here. Call in 213-943-3705. See everybody else on the check-in. Yes, I'm getting your messages. Although I cannot be on the phone, if you can call in, it's great. If you can go to the website, which is lushradioonline.com, is also great. However it is that you tune in, it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to go with music, and then I'm going to come back with exactly what I want to talk about, which is who do you go for motivation? Who do you surround yourself with? And who are you pouring into? And who are you allowing to pour into you? You know, those are serious questions sometimes we don't think about, but we need to think about that, because that counts a lot for our health.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G, lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, when I see your face, face to face.
Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, romance exploring action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats to achievers. Watch families find reconciliation with healing and forgiveness, replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Churches work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure that goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan, traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble, churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal, now humble beats go and rebuild.
Oh, yeah, yeah, can I see your face? No, it's time to hear. I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when all I'm fair.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. Mondays are double blessings for me, y'all, for so many reasons, right? So the obvious is Monday is the beginning of a work week. It's a beginning of another week, you know what I'm saying, that we finally got through. It starts again, another opportunity to make wrong things right, you know. I'm blessed that each day I open my eyes, he allows me to do that. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you for favor and mercy. So before we went to commercial, to music, I was talking about that I've been doing this Motivational Mondays radio show for like 4 years now. And a lot of people are just starting to get wind of it now, but I didn't just start doing this. I've been doing this for the last going on 5 years, actually. My business partner that owns the station, which is Lush Radio Online, you know, we were doing shows already. I've been on radio a little less than 10 years now. But the Motivational Monday show came because I used to get up every morning to try to encourage other people while other people were encouraging me. And it just became like this this thing in the morning that we would kind of wait for each other, like, okay, who's going to say good morning first? And in the process of doing that, Lush offered me a show. She was like, why you don't do that as a show, Motivational Mondays? I was like, great idea. Idea was born close to 5 years ago. And here I continue to be motivated, motivate others. I use this, like I said, I'm no shame. I use this as my own therapy session. So when I have things that I want to discuss, I throw it out to my audience. And, you know, my worldwide audience comes and gives me feedback. And then, you know, iron sharpens iron, you know what I mean? So that's always a great thing. So what I wanted to ask, the main topic of today that I want to discuss is, who do you go for motivation? Who do you surround yourself with, right? Are you pouring into others, and who exactly do you allow to pour into you, right? So I wanted to talk about that because, of course, I am Crossover Church. Shout out to my Crossover family. So my church rocks, and the reason why I love my church is because they empower us to always use our gifts, right? And the pastor yesterday, you know, was talking about, you know, how you always want to be around people that motivate you, that uplift you, that pour into you. And he gave me a, you know, shameless plug to the show. So shout out to Pastor T on that. But, you know, but that is what it's all about. Surrounding yourself with people that motivate you. And I don't mean surround yourself with people that yes you. I don't mean yes people, like yes men. I don't mean that you do things wrong and you have somebody next to you saying, oh, yeah, that's fine. Oh, girl, yeah, that's fine. Them knowing that it's wrong. What I mean is surround yourself with people that are not afraid to let you know in a loving way when you're doing something wrong, that that can pray with you when you need prayer on the spot, that can actually go that distance to be able to help you if that's what you need, to celebrate with you in good, right? Because we don't always just want people around us just when we're in our good, because then when we're in our bad, you know, we're like, okay, we end up being alone. But that's because we have the bad habit of only wanting to be around people when we're going through bad stuff. But we don't remember them when we're going through good. You know what I mean? So balance, people. You got to create balance. You got to create balance in the people you surround yourself with. Be careful of the people you share your intimate stuff with. Not everyone you can share your great things with. I was talking to my homeboy the other day, and we're talking about just that. So I shared something, you know, awesome that's happening in my life. And I knew in sharing with this person that it was just going to stay right there with this person. He wasn't going to go around and, you know, tell everybody whatever. But instead, he shared in my joy, and I heard it in his voice. I heard it in his whole conversation, how excited and truly happy he was for me. And that's because I'm cautious and careful who I share my stuff with. You can't share everything with everybody because not everybody wants the best for you, you know? And that's the way it is. And as a Christian, I continue to pray for everybody. Whether I speak to you or not, whether I don't like you or not, whether I agree with your lifestyle or not, I still pray for you because you're still my brother or sister in Christ. I'm going to go into my phone lines and see who's hanging out with me. 813, good morning, y'all. We're MAE2K, peace. 813-850.
Hello.
Good morning, good morning.
Hey, mama. How are you? It's Tuti. Antoinette.
My sister.
It's Tuti, and you told me to call in. I'm calling in. I'm enjoying your message.
Yes, Mama, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Well, you know what was spoken about yesterday because you were at Crossover Church yesterday too.
Yes.
And what Pastor T, the message he was spreading, which is was exactly that, right? Who you around.
Yeah,
who
it
you
was.
To motivate, who you pour into. So
and
do you believe that's true?
And, like, I found the message difficult because a lot of the times I'm usually by myself and I don't have anybody to talk to. And people always come and talk to me. And we joke around and we always say, oh, this is Tuti's house of terapia because everybody comes to talk to me, you know, and I'm always there. But when the pastor was preaching and like, oh, you know, we're going to be as Paul's looking for our Timothy's, I started struggling and I'm like, where's my Paul? Because sometimes I need to learn stuff and I can't be out there searching for Timothy's if I don't know everything that Paul knows. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? So
yeah.
Now I have to reevaluate my situation and see who's around me, like you said, and who's going to lift me up, you know? And then so I'm, you know, trying to get out of, like, that stuck feeling, like, in the house. I'll be by myself. Nobody understands me or whatever. I'm better off this way. I have to go out and look for people that are going to lift me up and be there for me, you know,
yeah.
The way I am for
yeah.
others. You know, and it's scary because, like you said, you can't trust anybody.
Right. Sometimes we over-search. And they can be right
yeah.
in front of us, really, us not really knowing. But we're so guarded. Like, we guard ourselves so much that
yeah.
We could let a lot of good people, genuine people pass us by. But everybody has to fill out, to me, everybody has to fill out the application first, right? It's an application.
Yeah. Yes.
You fill out. I have to interview you. You have to pass the 90 days.
Yep.
You have to pass the 90 days requirement.
Yeah, this is a probationary period. A probationary period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're not going to come up my business without me knowing. You know,
who you are and if I can trust you with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And your intentions. People's intentions
yes.
are not always good. You know, you know, not everybody in church is safe. You know what I mean? So,
that's like when I had bought my house a couple of years ago, nobody was around. You know, and you know, it bothered me because when I was doing bad, everybody wanted to be my friend. So when I got the house, I was like, man, I got such a huge blessing. Why isn't anybody happy for me? Then when I lost the house and everybody wanted to be my friend again, I'm like, no, you know what? I'm better off this way. So I ended up putting myself in that box and staying away from everybody. And now, like, with mm-hmm. a bunch of stuff that I have been through, going to Crossover, it's making me break down my walls. And it's like making me come out of like my guarded zone and then wanting to, you know, reach out to people and be like, hey, can you pray for me? Because I usually don't do
right.
that. You know, it's hard for me, you know, but if
yeah.
I want to continue in my faith, I have to put myself sometimes in a position where like, okay, like I can't trust anybody, but I have to be able to trust somebody. You know what
yes.
I mean? Because
yes.
if I don't, I'm not going to get far.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's tricky. I said it's
yeah.
tricky, but you know, we all been deceived. Jesus was deceived back and forth, you know what I mean? So we have to learn to weather the storm, and we have to learn how to fight against that tornado and that hurricane and still stand still, still be obedient,
yeah.
still, you know what I mean? Still do what we're
yeah.
called to do. Not going to be an easy road for us, but every so often we have to look for our Pauls. along with our Timothy. You know what I mean? There has to be a balance. We have to learn how to create
balance. And that's what I was crying yesterday. I told my husband, I'm like, is it wrong that, like, okay, yeah, I want to look for Timothy's, but I also want to look for Paul's, too. He starts laughing. He's like, I know, babe. You know, but like you said, that fine balance, because I don't know a lot, but once I finish showing somebody else all that I learned and then I don't know anything else, then what? You know, so then I fall short. I'm not completely 100% on my game. You know what I mean? So that was my struggle yesterday, you know? Like, I can bring them to church, but trying to keep them there is different.
Right. And every day is a different struggle. Every day is a different struggle. This is like a day-to-day, you know, thing. We can't even predict, okay, in 5 years I'm going to be doing this. No, because you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
I say that all the time.
It's a day-to-day. You wake up and you're just grateful that he has given you another opportunity, and then you're out there, you know, doing what you can. And always surrounding, try to always keep that balance of surrounding yourself with people that genuinely want the best for you. And let me tell you something. Like the other day, like I had said earlier, I was talking with one of my friends. He's a friend that I know for, oh my God, since I was a teenager. And I expressed some great news, some news that I was, some things I'm going through. And you can tell when people are genuinely happy for you. Like you could just tell.
Yeah.
You can know. You know, and it,
it's funny
so
because. Yeah, mama.
He was, so he was so extremely happy for me that it actually almost brought me into tears to hear that someone else is genuinely happy what's going
sharing
on.
Sharing in
me.
Your joy.
That's a wonderful thing to have, to surround yourself with people of that nature, that when you have good news, you don't have to keep it to yourself. You don't have to dim your light. You know, it's sad when you have people around you that you have to dim your light because you can't be too bright because they're so dark.
Yes.
You know?
And that's like my neighbor, my car was breaking down and she saw all the struggles that I was going through. And God looked out like he always does. And God ended up getting me a car. I don't have to pay the money back and the insurance was paid for a year. And then,
Amen. So
it's like, you know, I'm, like, so used to keeping my blessings to myself because, you know, my grandma used to say, oh, te salang, oh, they'll jinx you. You know what I mean? So when I came home with the van, you know, my neighbors were outside. And it was the most weirdest feelings. I never experienced it. The neighbors were all hanging out next door, and they all start screaming and cheering, yay, because they were excited for the van. It gave me goosebumps. I'm like, they're really happy for me. Like, wow, like I've never experienced that. And they're all cheering. I turned red in the face. I was like, oh, my goodness, it's so loud. And they're screaming, woo, and they're whistling. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's what that feels like. You know, it was like such an awesome feeling, you know.
for Christmas of 2016, I decided to, for the first time in my life, I was in an awesome situation that I was able to get a car of the year. I was able to go to the car lot and pull out a car, and I was super excited. The sadder part is that I was doing that all alone, not telling nobody.
Yes, and that's so sad.
And I wanted to share that with people, but I was so afraid. Like you say, you know, they teach us from young, oh, don't tell people because people have a bad eye and they're going to wish you bad. So I kept it to myself. I came home. I was, you know, just enjoying myself and not really sharing my blessing. And my mother comes and she calls me. And so she's like, oh, why you didn't post it on Facebook? Like, why you didn't share that? I'm like, no, I'm not going to share this because I don't want people to wish me back.
Knock it or jinx it or, yeah.
Yeah. And then my mother said, you know what? God calls us to share good and bad. So you're able to share when something bad happens to you. You can post that and you can share that with people, but you can't share when something good happens. You got to show what God is able to do in your life because you've been so faithful. And you know what? And it was just like a aha moment. Like, like, wow.
You know, and I never thought about it like that until you just said it. And then now that I'm thinking, like, how, wow, the devil is amazing because he have us hiding our blessings, and I didn't just realize it till just now. Like, wow, I really needed to hear that. Thank you.
Preach that. Talk about it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Like, you have a,
I needed to hear that more than you know. Yes.
You have a sort of way of our blessings. And we shouldn't feel no sort of way of our blessings. We should be glorifying, like,
embracing
Lord,
it.
Like, Jesus, like, come on, sharing that.
Like,
oh,
wow. And, you know, it's so funny because I tell my husband, don't tell nobody that we got this, because, you know, people, they give you mal de ojo, like, you know, they jinx you, and like, all this stuff, and
that
I didn't know that all this time, the devil had me in bondage, hiding all my blessings.
We breaking chains today, sis. We breaking some chains today. I hear the chains falling.
So now I just learned something new. I definitely needed to hear that today.
Yes. So, you know, and then other, you know, don't get me wrong. Other people will take it like, oh, she's boasting. Oh, she's put
husband
on her. You know, and that's part of that. That's part of that same cycle of devilish thinking. Like, oh, you know, like, no, let me tell you something. If you don't like it, don't follow me. If you don't like it, don't click like on it. That's it. Keep it moving. But I am going to share everything that the way that God puts things in my life. I'm going to share. I'm not going to stay quiet. I'm not going to dim my light. If my light is too bright for you, you better put on some shades. Oh,
shades, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I know who I belong to. I know who I belong to.
Yes.
And I'm making known. I am a God, a child of God. What? God's child.
Yes.
Did I share yesterday? I'm not God's child. No. I'm not for those. I'm telling you, no. You ain't give me no light over here. But sis, I'm going to go into music real quick, and I'll be back. Thanks for hanging out with me. And thank you for calling.
You're awesome.
You.
I love you, mama. God bless you.
I love you, too. God bless you, too.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he gives them to me every day. I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he comes in a mess with y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Pointed to the floor. You look like I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Ha ha ha.
love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, I love him.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let see beneath your beautiful night? You let all the girls go, makes you feel good, don't it?
Okay, we made it. 'Cause we ain't played.
Never played.
The whole club go up if you ain't basic.
Oh yeah.
Hold up.
Hold
why
up.
You looking at us crazy, man? Just hold up.
Hold
them Florida boys never lazy, man.
Lazy.
We go up, running around the city like all night. Hands up to the skylight. Yeah. We talk nah nah nah. You talk about we live it,
how we live it, man.
She's from around this street.
Huh.
116, now that I mean we ain't playing. I put that on my mama.
I was taking all blessings, but hey, they ain't going for the messes. I take it to the hood, and I take it to the head. Toe, got time, we can chop it all day. Going hard to see, chain like I'm digging in the sea. Great bread when we eat. I ain't got a stunt, whole vibe on fleek. I put that on my mama, ain't going back to nothing. Got love for my hood, we gon' keep it 100. Hey, time, gon' run it. Front line, ain't in the hood, we the runners. Send no commas, no blessings, no drama. 100 for Christ, I put that on my mama.
Yeah, we talk nah, nah, nah. You talk about we live it,
how we live it, man.
She's from around these streets. Flowing. Then I wrote an album called Stuff That. That blew up, but never hit the billboard. I was straight singing for my soul. Now I'm jaded, gotta stand up, take control.
Yeah, we talk nah, nah, nah.
You talk about we live it,
how we live it, man.
She's from around these streets.
LushRadioOnline.com and Emma E2K is in the building, Motivational Mondays. Double blessing today. Today has been very, 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 very interesting. I got on today, like I said, because I needed to share a message, right? Which is usually why I get on, aside from me using this as my free therapy session. But I don't want people to misunderstand that, you know, to keep things like, you know, when good things happen, you should keep it to yourself because, you know, not everybody's trustworthy. Yeah, not everybody is trustworthy, but we are not made to do life alone. So you have to just create your own circle of people that you can trust, you know, people that you can put confidence in, people that you can share good news and they'll rejoice and be genuinely happy for you. Some people may have just one person that's like that. And you know what? That's an awesome thing. Some people may have more. It doesn't matter. We still need to step out of our comfort zones and look for our Timothys, you know, be somebody's Paul or look for our Paul. And be somebody's Timothy. And so whoever is struggling with that, I pray that you're able to come to some sort of peace about that. You know, there's a lot of people that have that mentality, like, well, you know, I'm just gonna rock this life alone. And we're not built to do life alone. We really are not. So even if it's one person that you find that you could generally share with and have that connection with, it could be your partner, your husband, your spouse, your boyfriend, your best friend, or it can be someone at your church. It could be someone you speak to every 5 years, but have somebody in your circle that when things are going haywire, you can share. But when things are going amazingly great, that you can also share, and they'll be there for you just as well. So I'm going to read something, as I normally do when we're close to the hour. And this is called A Living Sacrifice. To live the life that we are supposed to as Christians, quite simply, is really hard. We are called to be a reflection of Jesus, and that can seem pretty unattainable. Truly it is, especially if we strive to do it on our own. We are only able to live as we should if we do it hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. It's in our nature to want to conform to the ways of this world, but we can fight against that temptation and win with God on our side. Our faces then are not covered. We all show the Lord's glory, and we are being changed to be like Him. This change in us brings ever greater glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. In what ways are you conforming to the ways of this world? Pray for protection from that day. Offer yourself to the Lord as a living sacrifice, and He will honor you for it. Word of God. So my final thought to this would be, or my final say or advice would be, don't conform. Don't let the world conform you on how it's going. We're here called to create balance, to share love, to love one another, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Because you love your neighbor doesn't mean you agree with what your neighbor does. Well, we're still called to pray for them. We're still called to help them, to assist them. Not to assist them if we're going to fail, like we're going to fall. You don't want to go down the spiral hole that they're going through, but you want to stand strong so you can be able to pull them out. You know what I mean? So that was just a thought. I hope that something that you heard today resonates with what you're going through, that you can use it to share, to enlighten others, to motivate somebody else. Today on Motivational Mondays, go out and motivate, man. Go out and inspire. Go out and be the best that you can be. The best ambassador, activator, the best of who you're called to be. And if you don't know what that is, then today it seems like a pretty good day to find out. So go out there and find your purpose. Find the reason why you're here, because we all got purpose, all of us. You look around you, look around your job, look around your house, look around your neighborhood, your community, while you're on the train, while you're on the bus, while you're on the highway, look around. Everyone that you see, everyone that you come in contact with has some sort of purpose, And if we come across them, then that purpose that they had something to do with them crossing our path. What that will be, what that looks like, it's different for everybody. But we all got purpose, and you got purpose. And you need to know that, you're wonderfully and uniquely made. That's how He made us. Yeah. So on a side note, who hasn't seen Wonder Woman? I want to go see Wonder Woman. Nobody wants to go out and see Wonder Woman with me. If you want to go see Wonder Woman with me, hit me up, man. Follow me on all the social networks. Emma E2K. I'm Emma E2K across the board. I'm Googleable. Soy Googleable. Make sure you Google Emma E2K. Hold on. Let me inspire myself a little bit. Hold on. Wonder Women, man. Shout out to all those that went to see Wonder Woman already. Those that are going to, I haven't seen it yet, but I sure will be going to see Wonder Woman sometime this week. Yes, I'm going to take the children. They want to see Wonder Women. And it's going to be wonderful. So shout out to all my Wonder Women, man. The ones that do it all, man. But I want to tell you that in saying shout out to you and in saying queen salute to you, I also want to remind you that we are not built or made to do life alone. So I congratulate you that you've been doing it, but I beg you and ask you to please, you know, make that circle greater. Find your king for your queendom. I know it's not easy, but it's doable. Let's continue to pray for our men, that they remain strong, that they take their leadership as they are called to do. My prayer is, I always pray for men. I pray for my brothers. I pray for all the men I come across that didn't have no fathers in their lives, whether they did or not. I pray for our men because women, we need our men. And men, pray for your women. Kings, pray for your queens, and queens, pray for your kings. Motivational Mondays, I bid you adieu, royal family. Have an amazing week, and see you next time on the same bat, or it's not a bat channel, it's the Wonder Channel. same Wonder Channel, same Wonder Time. Motivational Mondays with your empowered host, Emma E2K, on Motivational Mondays on LushRadioOnline.com. God bless you. And don't forget that God loves you and he'll meet you just where you're at, right at this point, right at this point in time. All you have to do is call on him and he will never deny you. Peace. God bless.